This is your captain speaking. We've encountered some difficulties with our landing gear, and we'll have to perform an emergency landing. Please assume the crash position.
The crash position? I wasn't watching! Where's the stewardess? Will somebody tell me the crash position?
Hey, sit down!
Oh, Lord, I don't want to die. I'll give you 50% of my pay. I'll go to church every Sunday, except maybe Super Bowl Sunday.
Ladies and gentlemen, just to let you know, the emergency vehicles are on the runway and prepared for any catastrophe.
Okay, Super Bowl Sunday!
This is your captain speaking. We have successfully lowered the nose gear.
That's right, God. 20% of my pay. I'll go to church every Sunday. We'll negotiate football season. Just get me home.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have successfully lowered all landing gear. Sorry for the inconvenience.
What do you need all that money for, God? I only get 2 days off a week.
Are you God's servant every day, or only when you need him?
And now, an End Times update.
Well, this month's Mark of the Beast update sets its focus upon some biometrics technologies that are going to help make this world even smaller than it already is. There's a company named Imageware, and they've just launched something called an Omni Biometric Engine. And no, it's not a new kind of motor for your big truck. It's an information system that will interface with driver's licenses, travel documents, access control systems, and national identification cards. This biometric technology can capture, search, and verify all types of biometrics, including signatures, fingerprints, face recognition, and even your iris. They say it can recognize even more than these examples, but what else do they need? The ability to recognize your big toe? Well, as I always remind you, these various technologies that we report on are not the mark of the beast itself, that mark that the book of Revelation speaks of. There we read about a mark that all folks will need to receive on their forehead or their forearm in order to buy or sell. It will be that mark that shows a person's allegiance to the Antichrist. This biometric company isn't the maker of the mark. It's just another piece of the worldwide tracking recognition system that will one day surface from all of this wonderful technology. Now, if there are any doubts concerning the worldwide scope of this technology, look no further than Europe to get the rest of the big picture. In 2005, European Union documents will have an embedded computer chip that will contain your photograph and your fingerprints. There'll be a centralized biometrics-based European Union passport register. That's just a fancy way of saying there's going to be a computer database with everybody's information on it. Well, for you and I, let's just keep our eyes fixed upon the Lord and keep our hearts buried in His Word, and we won't be caught off guard by these things, my friend.
Oh, Betty, this is such a wonderful party.
Well, I'm so glad you came. Have you seen Billy Bob anywhere yet?
Have you talked to your doctor about the little purple chip? Well, you may want to wait until you get home. Have you talked to your doctor about the purple chip yet?
Millions of people all over the world are finding out about the miracle of the little purple chip.
It's not really purple. It's a microchip. But it does leave a small purple bruise mark at the point of injection under the skin. With one 10-minute implantation process, you can be free from the pains of reaching into your pockets to touch those dirty, filthy paper and coin currencies that have probably been touched by people who have had their hands in places you don't even want to think about.
This little purple chip will make it so easy to buy and sell things everywhere you go in your life.
Surveys show that one out of every two people will be unconsciously blissful as they enter into the world of a cashless society. So don't be left out.
The day may come when it's the only way to buy and sell.
Leading sociologists all agree, just one little implantable chip, about the size of a grain of rice, can set you on the path to blending in with the rest of humanity and shed that unwanted individuality.
Don't wait. Ask your doctor today about the little purple chip.
Side effects include, but are not limited to, invasion of personal privacy, loss of personal freedom, and mandatory obedience to a false god. A permanent mark upon the forehead or forearm may eventually be noticeable in large numbers of people. Not everyone is suited for the implantable chip. Consult your god before deciding.
Next millennium, the little purple chip of the future.
But I fell in love.